Here, I'm going to say. Parshas Miketz always is the classic Parsha Shabbos Chanukah. Usually Shabbos Chanukah is Miketz. Sometimes it's two Shabbos Chanukahs, Vayeshev and Miketz. A rare occasion, it's one Shabbos Chanukah to be Vayeshev. Myself and Benji Leibowitz had that schus of having the one Shabbos Chanukah only being Vayeshev, but for Bar Mitzvah. But in general, it's usually Miketz. So we always try to find different remazim in Miketz and different Musar Haskels and Miketz relating to Chanukah. So in the discussion here, where Yehuda tells to Yaakov that our father, the person we were talking with, asked us, do you have a father, do you have a brother? And we told him we did, and he wants us to send Binyamin. And Yehuda says, don't worry, Pasuk Tes, Anochi Ervenu, I'll make sure. Yaakov wasn't so happy to let his young son leave. And then, so Yehuda says, I'll be the guarantor, Anochi Ervenu. And then he makes a comment, Ki lulei hismamanu, ki ata shavnu zefamayim. Rashi says, had we not been taking so long with you, Yaakov, you the saying, we could have returned twice. Had we not taken so long here, we could have been back already, back and forth already. So the Tiferes Shlomo says an interesting pshat in this pasuk, Ki lulei hismamanu. Hine yadua ki re'iyas pnei hatzadik. He says a person sees a tzadik. He sees kedusha. Mo l'tikun nishmaso. It's a very important thing, especially in chinuch, to see kedusha. You should see tzaddikim, see sfarim. The more your eyes are piercing on kedusha, that's going to affect your pnimius. And then he says, "Can you do a ma'ase me'rav Rav Chaika?" We'll see what that ma'ase is soon. He quotes, "If you want to see that ma'ase." He quotes it later on in the Sefer. On page 5, in the Tiferes Shlomo and Tzav, the first word in the line is Kemosha Sheshamanu, further down. Sheshamanu in the first column. Sheyaosek betanius v'sigufim kamapomim mishabbos l'shabbos. That this person, this tzaddik Rav Chaika, would be osik in Tanesim. Many times. Bachol zelo higish v'nafsho tikkun ha-shleimus ha-shebo al ha-rav ha-kodesh ha-magin mi-mezruch. V'tekev nigmar tikkun ha-roi. Ki atam she-nosin ha-tzaddik ba-vodosu ha-ikar. In other words, until he saw the tzaddik that had more hashpa on him than all these Tanesim. So he says like this, back to page 3 in the Tiferes Shlomo. Achen gam b'inyan ha-shvatim shemachros Yosef lo alsa alibam ki osu ovel b'zeh kem esovu she-osu mitzvah. They thought, the brothers, that they did a mitzvah by selling Yosef. They lo chazu b'tshuva. Ach atok asher bo el Yosef v'ro panov hu haya b'doro b'chinas tzadik yisod olam kim ben zekunim hulo chayim b'rias panov nis'ora libam b'hira tshuva ma'asu kacha. It was when they saw Yosef HaTzadik, that's when they finally, now that they saw Yosef in Mitzrayim, that's what gave them the Hirhurei Tshuva. And they said, Havalo Hashemim Anachtum. Kibiris part of Nimshach Aleim Ol Malchus Shamayim Loshu B'Tshuva. So that's what it means, Kulei Yismamanu. A different pshat. In other words, Pashup pshat means, Yehuda saying to Yaakov, we're spending too much time here discussing. If we wouldn't tarry, we could have been back and forth already. So he says another pshat. Leus Maman is going back in the time of when we sold Yosef. He said, if we would have more time around Yosef at Tzadik, and we would have seen his tzidkus for a longer time, we would have double tshuva. Shavnu pamayim, we do tshuva twice. Meaning, if you put yourself into a situation where you see true piety, true tzidkus, so then that's going to be mashpia. Leis mamanu means we didn't spend enough time in Yosef's presence. Had we not spent enough time in Yosef's presence, we would have what? We would have shavnu zepamayim. And the Tiferes Shlomo again in Pashas Tzav, we saw part of it just now on the pasuk on page 4. Kol asher yiga behem yikdash. That whenever you have a korban and it has a bliya from another korban, say you have a korban and they're cooked together with basar chulin. So the kedusha of the korban that was cooked together with the other thing goes into the meat that was chulin. That's kol asher yigah behem yikdash. Or faker, if it's so it says the Tiferes Shlomo, that's the same idea. That if the tam, if you get the tam of something, you have a dibuk with tzadikim, dibuk with chaverim of tzidkus, just like the piece of meat that's cooked together. One is Kaddish and one is not. So now the piece of meat that's not Kaddish becomes Kaddish. Because he quotes, Kol HaMechuber L'Tor Tor, and he quotes the Mishnah in Zvachim, HaKanayim V'Tlofim Kol Zman Shem Mechuborim Yalu. If you have a korban, and you have the horns of the korban, so if they're still attached to the animal, you can put them on the Mizbeach also. Because it's still attached to the Kedusha. But Pershu, once the horns were severed from the animal, then lo yalu. And that's the idea. In other words, a person should try in his life to have a kesher with tzaddikim, with people of you know, not just for the, you know, for his own hashpa, to learn to be in a sviv of kedusha. And that's important. Bezer Shem, when you have children, you should bring them to see things of kedusha. That they should see kedusha. There's so much in the world of tumah and shtus and hevel. We have to fill the eyes, our own eyes and our children's eyes, with kedusha, and that's going to affect us. And that's what Yehuda says. Uleis mamanu. If we would have stayed more around Yosef, we would have been different people. Then there's a beautiful vort from the Mor v'Shemesh. It's worth everything. Okay? Listen to this. On page 6. It's worth it to come today just for this Mor v'Shemesh. Okay? Other things also. We have this chus to hear from Rav Fulda. That also is unbelievable. But this Mor v'Shemesh. Vayisa mas'os me'ez panov aleihem v'tarev mas'ez binyamin mimas'os kulam chamesh yodos. That Yosef gave presents or portions, and Binyamin got five times everyone else. Bez Hashem, next week's Pasha Shir, we're going to have a different shot in this. But What's this idea? That Binyamin, you know, and in Vayigash it says he got more. I mean, there's a famous Gemara in Megillah is asking, like, what, he made the same mistake his father made, to favor one over the other. But what's this idea? He gave five portions, masos. Rashi says mono. Binyamin gets five. Everyone else gets one. Binyamin gets five. Oh, so the more of a shemesh is going to say something and knock me off my socks when I heard this, when I saw this vort from the more of a shemesh. We know the pasuk in Yeshaya, and this is the same idea we've been saying till now on page 7. Noson lachem Hashem, lechem tzar mayim lachem, v'hayu einecha ra'os es morecha. There's an inyan to see the Rebbe, to see the Kedusha. In fact, the famous Gemara in Erevin, on page 8, the famous Gemara, Amar Rebbe, haydi mechadon mechavroi, the reason why I'm sharper than my friends, the chazisu the Rav Meir meachore, because I saw Rav Meir's back. I saw the back of Rav Meir. That's why I'm sharper than my friends. V'ilu chazisu mekame, and if I would have seen his face, mechadon etfei, I would have been even more sharper. I would have been even more kadosh. So comes the Mor v'Shemesh and says, what does it mean that he had five masos? So Rashi teaches masos means what? Portions. So says the Mor v'Shemesh a different word. Take a look. L'chora, page 9. Mahu haloshen masos? Kanirav derech remes. Yadua me toelas agodol is kaber atzmo latzadik. Is a toelas to get close to kedusha. That's why we always want to see things inside, see the svarim inside. Fiikar al yidei rias ponov. When you see the tzadik, you get an illumination. Maybe kedusha gedola ela adam, and that's the gemara in Erevin. Hay de mechadronot mechavray de chazino rav meir. V'chol shel olcha adam chuber yoser latzadik hu mitzkadish biyoser. He says like this: Vinei hashvatim hakadoshim kshiyoshu mesiv b'biyachad zimenosam Yosef atzadik is chabru im Yosef. The brothers finally get to spend time in Yosef, and Yosef atzadik yishod olam. So every brother got a hashpah from that kedusha. Mashach aleim or the kedusha, because they saw the or of such a tzadik. But what does it mean that Binyamin had five monos? First of all, what does it mean, masos? There's a famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah which he quotes, that there used to be masi masuos, that when they mekadesh the chodesh, they would light torches. Masos is fire, is light. So what it means is, it's not that Yosef gave more presents to Binyamin. It means that when Yosef was with the brothers, all the brothers got some level of ore from him. But Binyamin had five times the amount of ore, because Binyamin had a special kesher. Vayiza masos meis ponov. Masos loshen ore. That's the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Masi masuos. Shenotol ore meis ponov. Dainu ladei riyas ponov hakodesh. Mashach leim ore v'kedusha. Vaterev masos Binyamin masos kulam chamesh yodos. Dinei Binyamin atzadik diskar v'etzlo yoser v'yoser me'echav. He had more closeness to Yosef, like the Tiferet Shlomo says, and one of his farm points connects them. He got a greater level of hashpah. That doesn't mean that he got more presence. It's not a question of presence. It's a question of who he got closer. So he got more kedusha. So he got five times the ore, because he spent more time with Yosef, and that's what it means. Beautiful pshat. And that's the pshat that said from the Degel Machane Ephraim, pasuk in Vayichi, Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Alayayim. So the Degel Machane Ephraim says here on page 11, Al derech ha'eduk shemstrakel b'dmus ponov shel tzadik, he gets a hashpah on his neshama. That's why also l'stakiel b'dmus adam rasha. So that's what it means. Yesh loma ben paras alei hayin sheish aliyah ayin hayin l'osa ben paras alei ayin means you get an aliyah by seeing the tzaddik with your ayin. Ben paras alei, you get an aliyah from the ayin, from seeing the tzaddik. V'nos hay neshamus Yisrael dochim atzma leilach v'lisod the stakabo. Ali shur hay nebnei sheish aliyah. Shur means to see, right? Ashurenu, to see. Ali shur, when you have that histaklus in the ponov of the tzaddik, that elevates you. That elevates you. And we have the famous pasuk in Vayera about the shlosha malachim by Avram Avinu, and the Kedushas Levi says, "Vayaretz lekrosam." Why was he vayaretz lekrosam? Well, what does the pasuk say? Vayisa eina vayar. So he says, the Kedushas Levi on page 14, Tzaddik, when he sees somebody, he could see Kedusha. So when he sees this person, he sees an Or Gadol, and that gives him a level of Kedusha, he sees there's goodness there, that's why Vayaretz Lekrosa. So that's what it means. Vayisa eina vayar. Not just Tom, he saw, therefore he went. But he saw that there was something special. He saw something special over there. And that's the pasuk and told us. And the Kedushas Levi says the same thing. The pasuk here. In Chavav Ches, Chavav Chav Ches. Avimelech. Yitzchak asks Avimelech, "Why'd you come to me?" So they say back, "Because Ra'o Re'inu Ki Ayah Hashem Imach." What does the Kedushas Levi say? The Kedushas Levi says the same idea. That we could see the tzidkus of Yitzchak. And we feel differently. So we see the Shechina. So that's why we came to you. That's why we came to you. The Gemara here in Tezayinam and Beis in Rosh Hashanah, and he quotes this Gemara, I didn't bracket it, on the third wide line. There's an Indian to go visit the Rebbe on the Regal, on the Sholosh Regalim. And that's, the Kedushas Levi quotes this Gemara. That's the idea. That because you get that Tosefis of Or, Tosefis of Kedusha. And it's interesting that there's a discussion here in the Gemara in Chagiga on page 18 where it says that Rebbe Reb Chiya HaKav V'Kishakli V'Ozli B'Orcha, they were walking on the way. Is there a Talmud Chacham Nezel v'Nekabel Ape? So he says, if the Talmud Chacham here, let's go and visit him. Ami Ikatzur v'Rabbanan Hacha. So they said, again, this is Rebbe and Reb Chiya. We're going on the way. They said there is a Talmud Chacham here, but he's blind. So Ami Reb Chiya the Rebbe Tivat. So Reb Chiya said to Rebbe, he's blind, you shouldn't go. I'll go. Izal anav ekabel ape. And then he says, Takfei v'ozil b'hadei, but still he went with him. And when they left this Talmid Chochem, he said, Atem hibaltem ponim anirim v'enam roim tisku l'hakbil ponim aroim v'enam nirim. In other words, you mekabel ponim that are of a blind person, you should be zoche to be mekabel the shechina that are roim v'enam nirim. So what's going on? Since he is blind, you don't have to go. Then he went. What's the whole? So Rav Yonah and Eibshitz writes, what's pshat in this Gemara on page 19? He writes on the second column. Last paragraph. Omnam. Second last paragraph, page 19, second column. Omnam nirak yadu the inyan kabbalas pnei chachamim. There are two milas of kabbalas pnei chachamim. Echad haroeso mekabel menu birka sheva shefa v'tov. But if you see a tzaddik, you get good. Kemo shara pnei rasha. There was the fact that he's going to see you. He's going to shower goodness upon you. There was one aspect, you're going to see him, you'll get hashpa. The fact that he sees you, the fact that he sees you is a hashpa. And fakert, ki alav achal v'shorech or ashkinim. No, I'm sorry, I said it over incorrectly. The first one is that you see him. The first one is, I'm sorry, that you see him. And you're going to see the tzaddik, it's going to make a good hashpa. And we'll see a rasha, it'll make a bad hashpa. That's one thing. The second thing, yich'otoelis, in the third column, the line that begins, mechadno tfei, is that he's going to see you. Od yosh'otoelis b'zeh b'masha tzaddik v'tamechochem roa oso. Gamam ria shel tzaddik levracha. Because he's going to see you, he's going to be mashpia on you. So he says, like this. So he says there are two things that you get from seeing a tzaddik, from being in the presence of a tzaddik. You see him, you're mushpa, and the fact that he sees you. But what's the, he says, nafkamina, third column, last line. Nafkamina ben shtei toolios ima mekabel godol meham miskabel. What if the person is really greater than the other person? In other words, he's a tzaddik, but maybe you're a bigger tzaddik. Is there still an inyan for the bigger tzaddik to go to the lesser tzaddik? So imu shariyas tzaddik levracha abzeh shayach. Then we call mokam riyas tzaddik levracha. Whereas the fact that he's going to see you is still, even though you're greater than him, the fact that he's a tzaddik too, he'll see you, that'll be hashpa. But the second toelis, that you're seeing of him, so since you're greater, maybe that's not an inyan. So that's what happened. Those Rebbe perhaps was greater. He was the Nasi. So he said, let's go to this tzaddik. But when they found out that he was blind, he says, oh, he's not going to see me anyway. And if he's the Nasi, so maybe then he didn't have to go because he wouldn't get that toelis. But if he would be able to see me, then it would be gedai me to go because he'd be much be on me even if I was the Nasi. So it wouldn't be a zilzul and a nasius because I'll get a bracha. So that's what he told him, don't go. But then when they said that there's a second reason that you'll still be able, but he says there's a third thing. In other words, the fact that he'll be mashpi on you, but you're greater. So for you to see him, and you'll get something from him, but you're greater. From the fact that he's going to see you, but he was blind. But still there's a third thing. That mekabel pnei hashchina. That you see a chacham, you see a tzaddik, that's considered kabbalas pnei hashchina. And that itself, in other words, one inyan that he'll give you a bracha, he'll see you. The other Indian is that you're going to get something from him. You're going to get a hashpah from him. That you're going to learn something from him. And the other thing is, it's like Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina. So that's what he writes, that's why he still went. Because it was Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina. And then he writes here, Rav Yonis and Aipshus on page 20, the Omru B'Gemara, first column, third line, Chayev Adam L'Kabbal Pnei Rabo B'Regel. So what's the idea? Because Kabbalah's Pnei Talmud Chochem is Kabbalah's Pnei Rabo B'Regel Ki Kabbalah Pnei Ashchina. Because it's like Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina. And on Regel, we're Mekabel Pnei Ashchina. So he says that today we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So since we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina. So that's why Chayav Adam L'Kabbal Pnei Rabo B'Regel. Because we don't have the Shechina to go to, so we go to the Rebbe. And that's Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina. So pointed out, Rav Yitzchak Sender has this in his Sefer, that the Yonis and Aipsa Shita is, the Chayav Adam L'Kabbal Pnei Rabo B'Regel, is Davka B'Zman Hazeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash. B'Zman Hazeh. And the Nodeb Yehuda, as Rav Sender points out on page 21, says just the opposite. That the din of Chayav Adam L'Kabbal Pnei Rabo B'Regel is only what? Only Bizman HaMikdash. Page 21, column 3. Rav Yitzchak HaMikdash Chayav L'Kabbal Pnei Rabo. Because the concept is you can never Mekabel your Rebbe more than you Mekabel the Shechina. So therefore, if there's no Kabbalah Shechina b'zman hazeh, so then you're not mekabel pnei rabo b'regel, because the Rebbe can't exceed the regel. So the Nodeb Yehuda Shita is that the whole din of Chayav Adam mekabel pnei rabo b'regel is only b'zman habayis, when you mekabel the Shechina anyway, then you can bow with your Rebbe. And Rav Yonis and Aipshus, Rav Sender points out pumfaket, that dafka b'zman hazeh, that we don't have Shechina, we do that in lieu of the Shechina. But whatever way it is, Rabbosai, that's the idea, that Ria, Luleis Mamanu, if we would have spent more time around Yosef HaTzadik, we would have done double tshuva. And that's Vatarev Masis Binyamin Chamish Yodos, that Binyamin was closer. He spent more time with the Rebbe. So he had a bigger shine. He had the Chamish Masos, five times the shine. And that's Rabosai, the Bnei Yisoscha says, Chanukah, the Rokeach says that the Chanukah, we don't have time to discuss this, but is the Lamed Vav Neiros of Chanukah is the 36 hours that the original Or, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Or HaGonus, the original light that Hashem said, I'm going to restore it away for the Tzadik and Losilovo. Those 36 hours that they had that light, those are the 36 Neiros of Chanukah. So the light of Chanukah is that original organus that we light now, is that original light. So, and that's what the Bnei Yisotzer quotes from the Sefer Rokeach. And if you look in the Mekor Chaim from the Chavis Yair on page 26, he says, the Ikir Mitzvah Shiyad Madak Eitzel HaNeiros, Chatzi Shah. Not everyone agrees like this, Lahalacha, but he says, you look at the Neiros Chanukah, because this is the Oraganus. This is, in other words, looking at the Neiros. That's what he said. We're lighting for ourselves, for the Bnei Bayis. So he spent time seeing the Neiros, and then has Hashpa, just like Yosef, just like Binyamin. Binyamin with his Yosef, he lit up five times more. Not the Dafka, that he got five more presents. It's not a question of Chanukah presents. It's a question of how much Hashpa, how much Kedusha. How much shaykhus that he had to the Kedusha. Luleis mamanu, ashavnu acharecha pa'mayim. And that's kol ha-sheyigu b'hem yikdosh. If you're around Kedusha, then you become Kadosh. And that's something we always have to, v'yu einecha eroas es morecha. He says, if I saw, Rebbe said, I'm greater because I saw a Meir's back. And I would have seen his front, I would have been even greater. And that's Binyamin. That Binyamin had that schus of seeing Yosef HaTzadik. And Vayisa Masos Me'ez Ponov, that he saw Vatarev Masas Binyamin Masas Kulam Chomesh Yodos, because he saw more, he had more Re'iyah of Kedusha. And Kefi the Re'iyah of Kedusha, that's going to change who we are. And that's what we're going to change our children. If we expose them to Dvarim Temeim, that's Chas V'Shalom going to have a bad Hashpa. We expose them to Kedusha, so then they'll turn out differently. What we let in the house, what we let ourselves see, what we let our children see. Today, you know, there was a time that was TV was the whole thing. Now there's the internet and the computer. You know, there's so many things out there. But you see Kedusha, you become Kadosh. Kol Hashem Nogea Behem Yikdosh. If you Nogea, you see, you're more around Kedusha. Binyamin had more Kedusha. And that's the Kedusha, that we have the opportunity to see Neiros Chanukah, the Lamed Vav Neiros of Chanukah, or the Lamed Rokeach says, the Lamed Vav shows that the ore, the original ore from Maisa Bereishis, shine in its pristine form, that Hashem was Gones, only Losid Lovo for the Tzadikim Losid Lovo, that now we're privy to on Hanukkah with the 36 Neiros, as the Bnei Soscha says from the Sefer Rokeach. So this, Rabosai, is the message, Re'iyas HaKedusha V'Hashpa Asa. But the Re'iyah of the Kedusha and the Hashpa that has on us, Be'ezer Hashem, we should have that Kedusha, and that should bring us Simcha. Because with more Kedusha we infuse in ourselves, the more Simcha, the more Tara, and the better people will be. And Be'ezer Hashem, that should be Mashpia on us during Chanukah for the rest of the year as well. Okay, we'll start Mincha in 2 minutes.